Republicans make $928 billion counteroffer on infrastructure. Joe Biden's offer at $1.7 trillion. By Wendell Hasebo on May 27, 2021. Senate Republicans have offered a second infrastructure counterproposal of $928 billion over 8 years on Thursday, as the Biden administration stands at $1.7 trillion. The new offer includes $506 billion for roads, bridges, and major projects, $89 billion for rail, $21 billion for safety, $22 billion for waterways, $56 billion for airports, $22 billion for water shortages, $72 billion for water infrastructure, $65 billion for broadband infrastructure, $72 billion for financing infrastructure. The new offer excludes items unrelated to infrastructure, such as global warming initiatives and childcare. The offer also maintains no tax hikes. The first Republican counteroffer to President Joe Biden's package was $568 billion. Biden wants to negotiate an infrastructure deal with Republicans, but the White House staff is undercutting the president, Senator John Thune, RSD, said Tuesday. Thune, standing WGOP leaders, says that White House staff isn't as inclined to get a deal as a Joe Biden is, an MSNBC commentator reported. The divide between Biden and his staff became evident after Republicans met with Biden's team, stating they were further apart after two meetings with White House staff than following one meeting with the president. The Senate Republicans are expected to meet with White House on Thursday. It is unknown if Biden will join the meeting.